department, those, Lord God, the police chief and all of those in the sheriff departments. Be with them and help them now. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Beloved, listen, we're out of time. We've got to go. Anything else in 30 seconds, Minister Mildred? Brother, I don't know.
We'll see you guys at the Hilltop.
At Hilltop Nursing Home. Also, we're going to have church service, 1400 College Drive, right in Pineville. Listen, you're all denominations are welcome. All seats are absolutely free in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cotton Court, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
We'll chase self-righteous. So these disciples, amen, were confused somewhat about how to pray. They had heard and seen the eloquence of the fine word. Too high to comprehend. They had seen the praying of the Pharisees that were supposed to go to God come right back to them. Because it was about them and for them. But now Christ gives direction much of the same as he had given them before in the Mount of Olives. They would find all their needs and requests crouched in these few words, and able to expand, and in their own words, to enlarge the prayer. Before we go any further, I want you to notice that there is some difference in the prayer, as I said, but basically, it is the same thing. We may keep a continual dependency upon God when we go in prayer. The prayer says, our Father, which would tell us that we ought to come to God as little children. Amen. Amen. Those that come to God ought to come as little children. Because you've been given the advantage to call him Father. And in heaven, which reminds us that we ought to approach the Almighty God. We need to approach him with a heavenly mind. The reason why I say that we ought to approach him with a heavenly mind, because he is in heaven. You can't go to God with an earthly heart and try to get a divine blessing. You don't hear me? But you got to get in the spirit when you want to pray to the Father. Hallowed be your name is the highest of the highest. Holy, holy, holy. No other name is like this name. You don't hear me? This name will make the world go round. This name here has all power. His name is above all names. Can I get with this? There's salvation in this name. Can I get with this? Whatever we ask in this name, amen, if it's His will, it shall be granted unto you. Can I get with this? Now, there are a lot of names that hold power and prestige down here in this world. If you can go to any bank with this name, maybe Donald Trump or some other billionaire, and get what you want, but there's a limit to it. You don't hear me? But this name here can raise you up from a sick bed and put joy in your heart.
I wish I had somebody there with me.
This name can change circumstances. Oh, yes, it is. So your name is above all names. And then, Lord, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Well, the same domain which is in the heaven, let it be on earth. Can I get in there? Let the peace reign in the hearts of men. As it is in heaven. Let joy reign in the heart of men souls. As it is in the heaven. Let brothers walk together as they are in the heaven. Let the power of God control our destiny. Can I hear what it is? Your will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. One thing we know is that God's will is already done in heaven. And God got a heaven just like He wanted to be. For His will to be done on all of this planet down here, then we'll have the knowledge of God and walk in brotherhood. You don't hear me? Well, not about the will of man, not about man's knowledge, but it is the love of God that spread abroad in our hearts. One thing, heaven is a place for God is ordained for Himself. And His power, His laws, and His glory is there. Yes, because give us our daily bread as we live from day to day. Oh, Lord, feed me. Feed me. Spiritual food. Why, feed me. Yeah, it's necessary for us to have natural food for our lives. Ain't that right? It nourishes us and keep us in good health. Can I get with it? But man shall not live by bread alone. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. A weak Christian, let him just eat physical food and never eat spiritual food. Oh, ain't that right? I'm glad every once in a while I have to tell the Lord, feed me until I want no more. Oh, have mercy on me. Every once in a while my soul gets weak. I need Jesus, that man shall not live by mere bread alone. Bread can fill your body, but it don't do nothing for your soul. My soul.
And then, Lord, forgive us of our sins, that we also forgive those who are in debt to us. It is very important to forgive and know how to forgive. But if you cannot forgive your brother, neither can God forgive you of your trespasses. We're dealing with a forgiving God. So you got to be a forgiving person. It's a twofold thing. You got to give something out in order to get something back. Oh, is that right? How much you forgive depends on how much you forgive. Oh, is that right? And then lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one.
Once in a while.